Yes, indeed, Owen, and a busy weekend once again. And it just, you know, just to say straight away, it's great to get into the new year and to get some track and field athletics back online after the cross country pre-Christmas. So the story began really this weekend up in Glasgow in the indoor arena there, a world-class facility, of course, and we had two Finn Valley athletes over there. We had Riona Doherty. She was doing the 60-metre hurdles. She won it. She won it in 9.02. She won it very impressively. So she's got her season off to an absolutely mighty start, and she just flew out of the blocks. So that was a big boost. And then later in the day, Mark Wilkinson of Finn Valley, he was in the high jump under 15s, and he's not yet 13. It's important to say that. And he finished third at 1.48, which is a PB for him. So both of them doing extremely well. Both of them justifying the journey to Glasgow, and their season's off to a good start in both these young athletes. Today, well, it was about Dublin, it was about the National League, it was about senior athletics and older youth athletes and indeed master athletes. A big, big turnout. The National League involves about 14, 15 of the top clubs in the country. Finn Valley were involved, obviously, in that. Two Ulster clubs actually involved in that, Ballymena and Antrim and Finn Valley. And Finn Valley sent a mixture of youth and indeed experience on this occasion. And Letterkenny also represented there today with a few individual athletes in open races. So I'll go through all of that. But the main story emerging would be Gavin McLaughlin from Finn Valley. He's a national shot put champion. And today he got a season off to a good head start with a 16.51. And he was 3 metres to spare in the shot put. So a good return for him, and indeed a good boost for him into the season. Some other names that come into my mind from the Finn Valley participation. Now, the women finished 7th, the men finished 8th. You know, they need to improve on that on day 2, but it's all about gaining competition, and that box was certainly ticked. Bridget McDyer, the shot put again, she won the shot. Good girl, her. And then Ciara Cairns, who's preparing for the European Masters and indeed the National Masters Championships. She was 2nd in the long jump, happy with that, of course. And Oisin O'Gowan, he's at Wyoming University. He's a student at Wyoming University. He was back there in a few days' time, but he took on the 800 metres, and he was a clear winner of that. So those were the standout performances, and then there were some very positive youth performances as well, and one of them would have been a victory for Hannah Murray in the 400 metres, just sub-60, so she needs to just improve on that. But a good to get to the run-out indoors, and she fulfilled her ambition on the day, but she does need to improve. Then we had the Letterkenny group. We had Catherine McDevitt there with three young athletes, and fair play to Catherine, first of all. She had a PB to win her heat in the 200 metres. She, again, is a master athlete, and she will obviously be preparing with great excitement for the European Masters, which is in Braga at the end of February. So well done her. And then three young fellows then. We had Joseph Adu. We had Ryan Canning, and also we had Sheldon and Naomi. So let me talk to you about them. Sheldon and Naomi did the 7.37, the 7.47 in the two races over the 60 metres. So good, strong running from him. And then Joseph Adu and Brian Canning did extremely well in the 200 metres. They did 1.2 in their heat extremely well. But Ryan Canning did a sub-51 in the 400 metres. Now, we remember Ryan Canning, the Kenny athlete from last summer, when he did extremely well over 400 metre hurdles. So he certainly got a season off to a good start with that sub-51 400 metres run today. So well done, Finn Valley. Well done, Letterkenny, and taking the opportunity to compete. And Gavin McLaughlin's season is off, up and running in a very strong manner. And let's see what the season in the months and weeks ahead bring us in. So well done to everybody in Glasgow and indeed in Dublin.